Good evening, Teletuners. Welcome back to WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. You're listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. Unfortunately, Chloe is not here again. Bummer, everybody say, get well soon, Chloe.
Get well soon, Chloe.
Whoa, do I have an audience in here today? No, we've got guest stars in the stew tonight. These are my roommates. Everybody introduce yourself. Let's go around.
Hi, my name is Elise, and I'm Megan's roommate.
Next.
Hi, my name is Maddie, and I'm also Megan's roommate.
Yes!
Hello, I'm Dante. I am Megan's third roommate.
It's true. We've got the roomies in the stew tonight. We're going to be talking about our household favorite show, Hunting Wives.
The best show.
On Netflix. So to kick us off, we're going to start with the theme song from the show, actually, which is just a banger. This is by Goldie Boutelier, King of Possibilities. That was King of Possibilities by Goldie Boutelier. Chloe always mispronounces like the names of songs, so I'm embodying her right here. So yeah, I don't know how to say her last name, but it's a banger. And now a little bit about the show. Elise, do you want to take it away?
Thank you, Megan.
Of course.
So Hunting Wives is a really good show, and it starts off with a character named Sophie. And she moves to rural Texas from Boston with her husband and her little son. And something about this town that they move to is just a little off. You know, it's like very, very like southern Texas. Something's a little off, right? And so her husband's work, his boss works for the NRA. And Sophie, at a work party for the NRA, she meets all these women, a.k.a. the Hunting Wives.
Bow.
And she starts to hang out with them, and things happen.
It's so true. Things happen. And then, shortly after we're introduced to these main characters, a plot ensues. And so this next song is a Maddie pick.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Megan. This is my pick. This is going to be Good Girl by Carrie Underwood. This song encapsulates one of the main characters, Abby, because she is a good Christian girl, and she is in a relationship with this loser named Brad. So this song's about how he's a loser and how she's a queen and she deserves better. But, you know, he takes advantage of her because she's a good girl. So thank you.
And here we go.
And go, go, go. Better listen to me, he's alone. Low, low. Hey, good girl, you got a heart of gold. You want a wide wedding and a hand you can hold, just like a should girl, like every good girl does. No good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
That was Good Girl by Carrie Underwood. Thank you, people and Teletuners.
It's true. And if you're just now tuning in, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe, featuring some guest stars tonight. We've got Dante, Maddie, Elise in the house tonight. Oh. And we are talking about Hunting Wives. So next, Elise.
So...
Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, guys. So, Abby, as we heard last song, Abby's a very good girl, but unfortunately, she does die. And once she dies... Actually, Dante, do you want to add something?
So, the first shot of the show is her, unfortunately, being shot in the woods.
In the woods.
And so, she was murdered, and the plot of the show is... Who did it? Who killed the good girl?
It's a whodunit kind of show, but it takes place in the South. It's like the vibes
It's a very small Southern town.
It's true.
Like, it's tiny.
Like, everybody's
Texas,
interconnected with each
everybody's
other.
Everybody's rich.
Yes. And so, like, it's a whole, like, question of, like, who did it? Like, who done the crime kind of thing. So this next song is an Elise pick.
Yeah, so I picked this song because I think it really leans into the who did it fact of the song. This song kind of talks about, like, just accusations of who you think might have done a crime. So this is Nobody, No Crime by Taylor Swift.
Every Tuesday night for dinner and a glass of wine. Estee's been losing sleep. Her husband's acting different and it smells like infidelity. She says, that ain't my Merlot on his mouth. That ain't my jewelry on our joint account. No, there ain't no doubt. I think I'm gonna call him out. She says, I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it. I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, but I ain't letting up until the day I die. His missing wife, and I noticed when I passed his house, his truck has got some brand new tires, and his mistress moved in, sleeps in Estee's bed and everything. No, there ain't no doubt, somebody's gotta catch him out, cause I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. He did it, but I just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, but I ain't letting up until the day I die. Oh, no. I think he did it. No, no, he did it. Good thing my daddy made me get a boating license when I was 15. I've cleaned enough houses to know how to cover up a scene. Good thing Estee's sister's gonna swear she was with me.
She was with me, dude.
Good thing his mistress took out a big life insurance policy. They think she did it, but they just can't prove it. They think she did it, but they just can't prove it. She thinks I did it, but she just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he died.
Do it. That was Nobody, No Crime by the one, the only, Taylor Swift.
Jesus. So, a little bit more about Hunting Wives. It's named after the Hunting Wives for a reason, if you guys want to touch on who they are.
So, Sophie's husband, Graham's boss, is Jed.
Lots of characters.
Lock in. His name is Jed, and he is just, like, the richest man in town. He's about to run for governor. He's very influential. And his wife, Margot, is, like, the main hunting wife, and that is who Sophie meets at the NRA party. And she just has this whole group of girls, and they like to hunt.
That's true. And... a lot. Wait, did you say the names of, like, the characters and stuff, of the other hunting wives? Let's say we've got Jill.
We've got Jill, that is Abby's boyfriend's mom.
Brad's mom. We got Brad's Callie. Mom. We got Callie in the house. Did we talk about Callie?
No.
Okay, we've got Callie. We've got, who else?
We have Monet.
Monet. And Taylor? Right?
Those the girls two like are Paisley and
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. The only reason I knew who like this Taylor girl was because she was Paisley in Ant Farm, if you're familiar.
Shout out to Paisley.
Yeah, shout out to Ant Farm.
Shout out.
China and McLean for being the star of Ant Farm. So, yeah, tell a little bit more about how like Sophie kind of gets like absorbed into that friend group of the Hunting Wives.
So when Sophie is at the NRA party, she goes into the bathroom to take a Xanax. And when she opens the door, there's Margot in there. She's just like fixing her makeup and she asks Sophie for a pad. And that's they get talking.
They get talking.
Feminism. And they just really hit it off. And Margot invites Sophie out to hang out with her and the other hunting wives at her lake house. Elise.
And so they all go to the lake house and they hang out. Sophie is just hanging out with all the wives, but there is a clear connection that she has with Margot specifically, and that we see play out in the rest of the episodes.
So this next song I picked is Two Most Wanted by Beyonce and Miley Cyrus, because Margot and Sophie really are just partners in crime, and I think that this song shows their budding romance.
Jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I
don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shot. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. And I'll be your backseat, baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Making waves in the wind with my empty hand, my other hand on you.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away, but it's time for something new.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun ride. Till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. Yeah, I'll be your backseat, baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider I die. We're getting high till we don't realize time is passing by. Yeah, I'll be your backseat, baby. I'm driving you crazy anytime you like. Oh, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Okay, so that was Two Most Wanted by Beyonce featuring Miley Cyrus.
So I think that's a good segue into this next plot point that's pretty important to the TV show, which is the budding romance between Sophie and Margot. But that's the tea, is that Margot doesn't just have a little romance with Sophie.
She is kind of getting around the town, and she, you know, has a lot of lovers and suitors. So not only does she have her husband, Jed, but she's got her friend, Callie, that she's seen on the side, as well as Brad.
Her little boy toy.
Her little boy toy.
Who is 18.
Just graduated,
18 years
old. 18, just graduated high school, and is her best friend, Jill's son.
Crazy.
And if you recall from earlier, he is also dating Abby.
Crazy work, Margot. Crazy, crazy work. And actually, sorry, like the mic is moving, so it probably sounds like crazy to listeners, whatever. Let me know if that sounded crazy.
Texas.
This is like my, this is a good part for us to do this little segment that me and Chloe do. We like to say what character is our favorite and which character we think we are. So do you guys think that you already have like an answer a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
My favorite character is the one, the only, Star Jackson.
Oh, Star.
She's Abby's mom. Shout out, Steven, if you're listening. She's Abby's mom, and she's so stinking sweet. And I think if I were a character, I would be Taylor, the hunting wife that, like, doesn't have much screen time, but she's just a wild thing. So I think I'd be her.
You make my heart sing.
She is a wild thing. They're, her, you know, her most famous scene is her riding a mechanical bull.
Okay. So,
that is
wild
true.
Thing.
Wild. My favorite character, I think, is gonna be Margot Banks.
Oh, wow.
Just because she is really iconic. I know she is, you know, a interesting character with a lot of flaws. You know, she's not the most
problematic, as some would say.
Yeah, some, true. A lot would say. And, but she, you know, there's this one scene where she has on her Versace one piece and she is on a jet ski and she just rolls up on the beach and it's just...
Like, I didn't think you could even do that on, you, like, a...
Margot can.
Yeah, she can. It's true.
She can do Versace one piece.
She can do anything and she's just incredible to me.
It's true. to me.
I really... I don't know who I would be. So I will come
You'd
back.
You'd be Graham.
Okay, so that's, I think, accurate, but also a little offensive because everybody so, kind of hates Graham.
No,
he is
no, no.
Sophie's husband.
Who just doesn't really, like, do anything.
No.
And but he's an unproblematic king.
He is, because, you know, he does have some good viewpoints here and there.
It's true.
But he can just be a little condescending to her, and he is a little controlling, because as, you know, in the show, he doesn't let her drink or drive, because...
And you're wondering why.
You are wondering why. At least, why does he not let her drink or drive?
So, crazy, crazy plot to the story. So Graham doesn't let Sophie drink or drive because Sophie actually, before they moved to Texas, Sophie actually got really drunk, got in her car, and killed someone by hitting them. Very unfortunate. So now Graham doesn't let her drink or drive because we can't have that happen again.
It's true. And that, well, because there's this crime, Abby, you know, Abby Jackson got shot in the woods, and people are like, well, who done it? That past that Sophie has puts her up as a contender, a suspect.
And mainly because the sheriff's wife is Callie, who is jealous of Sophie and Margot's budding romance since she is in love with Margot. And so she looks on her husband's computer and finds the record that Sophie had hit somebody and killed them. And so she is kind of really pushing this narrative that Sophie was the one who murdered Abby.
It's like so... Oh, my God. Wait, we got sidetracked. Maddie, what character is your favorite and what character do you think you are? Sorry. Oh, my God. I did that.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome, Maddie.
This question's very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
I just love all these characters so much.
It's Maddie's favorite show, guys.
It's my favorite show of all time. Like, go watch it. It's fire. It's on Netflix, I think. I think my favorite character is Sophie's son. He's like five.
Oh, Jack. He's like, yeah,
I like fish. Yeah. I love fish.
So that quote is like really special to me because like I love fish. Like, especially, like, salmon, like...
Salmon.
Seafood broil, like...
Broil.
Wait, yes. Is it boil or broil?
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Megan.
Is he your favorite character, too? Who's your favorite?
Oh, he's my favorite.
And he's who do you think you are?
I think I'm Jack. Like,
okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
My favorite character is... Now, this is a hot take. My favorite character is Jed, just because I love Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
The character is, like, crazy, and I don't like him at all. But I just, like, because I'm like, oh, that's Dermot Kennedy playing him, and he does a very good job.
He is. He does a very good job. Yes. In one scene, he slaps Margot, and it's really intense and jarring, and I've never seen a better TV slap. So I think he should get a Grammy for that one.
And who do I think?
A Grammy, guys.
And Megan, who do you think you are?
Not a Grammy, it's an Emmy.
Emmy. I meant Oscar.
I think... No,
EGOT.
I think that I am Kyle.
Oh.
Who's Kyle?
Margot's brother.
So Kyle is Margot's brother, and...
He's chaotic. He's loyal. Yes. He's funny.
He's funny.
He's a hoot in three quarters, and I think
he's
I'm a hoot in three
always
quarters.
On some sort of drugs.
Oh, that's not...
Oh.
I think
but that's not Megan.
That's not Megan. Also, I don't like Megan often can do that just naturally. Like walk around like naked he and I don't have like a bunch of guns and you know, but we have our differences, but we also have our similarities that yes. He's a hoot and a half and I am as well.
Yes, you
three
are.
Quarters.
And
sorry.
I love that.
Of course.
I think so too. So a little bit more about Margot and Sophie to take us into this next song.
Yes.
That we've got. So they have a bit of a budding romance, like we said, and Margot's kind of, you know, sleeping with the whole town. And
as one does.
As one does, exactly. Can you blame her? But she and Sophie kind of have this little thing going on, and, like, both of them are married, and so this is kind of Sophie's, like, first experience, like, kissing a girl. I'm not even going to say the title of the song, just because you get it.
So wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love
That was I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. And this next song, because we mentioned Kyle, let's just go right into it. Actually, let me just say this really quickly. You are listening to WIUX B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Meg and Chloe, with our guest stars Dante, Maddie, and Elise. This next song is for our king, maybe not our king, but for the king, Kyle. This is Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
We'll be right back.
That was Welcome to the Jungle, classic Guns N' Roses. So a big plot that happened. So you remember when we said that she had like a DUI and like she like, did she kill somebody?
Yes.
And she like manslaughter basically in her past. Because that happened and because Abby Jackson died. Oh, and because Callie is jealous over Margot and Sophie's new budding romance, she finds that news and then gives that to her husband, who is the sheriff?
Yes.
Who's the sheriff. And then that puts Sophie up to be, like, the number one suspect for Abby's murder.
Because later it does turn out that it was Sophie's gun that was used to kill Abby.
It's true. But Sophie... doesn't she, like, not remember part of that night?
Yes, the night that Abby died, she drank...
Oh, yeah, talk
drank.
A little bit about the night that Abby died.
The night that Abby died was also the same night that her and Margot kissed for the same time. First time, I think.
For the same time.
For the same time. And she is at Margot's house. And
they had a little girl's night.
A little girl's night. They were drinking a lot and doing some, you know, other substances. And she does not remember the night at all.
Because Sophie wakes up on the deck outside. Like, she wakes up, deck outside, everybody else is inside, she doesn't remember anything.
And well, say who else was there.
Oh,
it was their little presence, Brad.
And Brad's best
Abby's
friend.
Abby's boyfriend.
Yes, and Brad's best friend, Jamie, who is trying to get with Sophie.
So, if you remember that as well, Margot is, like, hooking up with half the town, including Brad, Abby Jackson's boyfriend, and it's just the whole thing. That's the whole thing. And then Sophie is kind of getting, like, almost, like, picked up on by this also, like, just graduated from high school. He's 18. Mm-hmm. Crazy work. But, yeah, so that night, because there's so much, like, shadiness to it, that puts Sophie up to be the number one suspect. So this next song, Maddie, do you want to say which one this is?
Yeah, I do. It's Criminal by...
Britney Spears.
Thank you, Dante.
Okay, he's with
That was Criminal by Britney Spears.
So, wait, we picked this next song because of, Callie and Margot, right?
Oh, yes. So once Sophie kind of becomes the number one suspect for Abby's murder, and Sophie actually goes to jail for a little bit, Margot actually rekindles with Callie because
all those girls block her and don't talk to her. Like, they're
to
all
Sophie. They're done with Sophie.
They're done.
And so Margot, you know, being Margot, you know, she needs some. So she goes back to Callie. And this next song is kind of about just like their relationship. So this is Due in Time by Lana Del Rey.
Summertime and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. I'll take this veil from off my eyes. My burning sun will someday rise. So what am I gonna be doing for a while? Said I'm gonna play with myself. Show them how we come off the shelf.
Was Due in Time by Lana Del Rey. I only knew like a little bit of that song, and so I didn't like when I got to that part, I was like, oh, I know that song, but that song was so perfect for like Callie and Margot's little like thing. But oh, we need to talk about our queen, our baby girl.
Our this favorite
is
character.
Star Jackson. Shout out Steven, who dressed up as her for Halloween.
If Star you were Jackson, there, you're lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky to see that costume. But so Star is Abby's mom. Abby's the one that got murdered. We just have to keep reminding because there's so many things that we've been like saying. And she just is the sweetest woman in the world. And she doesn't deserve to feel pain at all.
And part of Abby and Star's kind of like plot is that they are like the poor people in town, which sounds terrible. But everyone there is rich and like they just moved. And so like they don't have a lot of money. And in one of their last conversations, Abby's really upset with Star and is talking about how she can't afford to buy her new hiking boots. Oh, and so that, you know, she shouldn't be giving her relationship advice.
And was it the day after Abby died?
I think so. Or like it was...
It was when like everybody... It was. I think it was during her wake.
Oh, yeah. So, gosh. During Abby's wake... Wait, what happened during Abby's wake?
She gets a package.
Yes, during Abby's wake, Star gets a package delivered to her front door by Jill, Abby's boyfriend's mom, who hated Abby. Star gets the package. She opens it up, and it's Abby's boots.
The boots that she wanted.
She couldn't afford.
She is just so sweet. So this next song we picked for her because she's just the most darlingest girl, and it's kind of just like I don't know. You know,
Star is just so sweet, she just lost her 17-year-old daughter, and she thinks that Brad did it
because
she
doesn't know who else would. Horrible to her.
Yes, and like during Abby's vigil, Jed announced he was running for governor and just kind of took the whole spotlight away from Abby, and so nobody really is like giving Star the attention she deserves.
But Star just, like, stays kind and stays giving. And so this song is kind of like a little prayer, you know? So this is Let It Be by the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me,
Let It Be by the Beatles. Just such a sweet song for Star. We're coming towards the end of our show. Noir. But if you're just now tuning in, then you're late. This was Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe. Chloe is unfortunately not here tonight. We've got special guests Dante, Maddie, Elise, and the Hunting Wives. You're listening to WIX B-Side Internet Radio. Because this show takes place in the South, you know, they're obviously wearing a lot of boots. So this next song is for all those boots that have been walking. This is Nancy Sinatra.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
That was These Boots Were Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra. And this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe, featuring our guest stars. If you are super, super curious as to who the killer is, the show's on Netflix. So give it a look, because we are not going to spoil it, even though we do that all the time. But yes. So this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WIX B-Side Internet Radio. We've got
Dante,
Maddie,
and Elise.
And have a good night.
Shout out to everybody listening.
Bye. Have a great night.
Have a good night.